A beautiful version of Una Voce Poco Fa from The Barber of Seville. That was by Rossini. And we're going to enter the world of opera in just a few short moments here. I have a very special guest on the line, a rising star of the Canadian-Italian mezzo-soprano world, Danielle Macmillan. Welcome to The Jukebox.
Hi, Daniel. Thank you so much for having me.
Great to have you. You're getting ready for a very important project, pivotal project in your life, your very first album launch. That is super exciting news. It's called Songs of Hope. Tell us a little bit about your feelings and idea that went behind this important concept.
Yes, it's quite exciting. So this is a passion project about over 2 years in the making.
Wow.
It was one day at Casa Loma, Ronald Royer, who's one of the composers and conductor on this album, he approached me after the show and said, I really enjoyed your performance and we should collaborate. His wife, Kay, was playing in the orchestra. So from there, over 2 years ago, we just started talking ideas. And then I had this idea of creating the album around the theme of hope.
Yeah, Ronald Royer is just one of those musical figures where we're so lucky to have close to home. He's a master of bringing people together, getting these kind of concepts, these initial ideas going, and a fantastic musician and composer on top of it.
Absolutely.
Unsurprising, he's the name that first comes up. So you had a little bit of kind of inspirational musical get-together. And how did this actual theme come into the foreground, the theme of hope?
Well, it was based on the last few years of closures within, you know, the theater community and the opera community during the pandemic and, sort of rising through that and, you know, the aftermath of all of that and then feeling the effects of not having enough time performing or opportunities to because things were unfortunately shut down. So I thought rising through that, why not create something from that in a positive light surrounding the theme of hope through adversity, which is what we all went through during that time.
Oh, absolutely. We musicians needed to fill our hearts with hope. It was, as the Italian proverb says, hope is the last thing ever lost, helping us getting through those dark times. Just imagine, you know, the pandemic without artwork, poetry, film, and music to keep us going. Amazing.
Yeah, there would have been nothing. And so it's going to gravitate around that duality or complementary relationship of loss or that emptiness and then finding or completedness.
Now, you've been a member of the Canadian Opera Company's Ensemble Studio, the Palm Beach Opera's Benenson Young Artist Program, and you've covered many roles, giving you tremendous experience during that time in some leading supporting roles in opera from Britain to Mozart and Puccini, some Verdi also there. How would you characterize your voice? Are you more of a lyric Cherubino or more of a dramatic Carmen, let's say?
I'm definitely more of a lyric, high lyric mezzo Cherubino. You know, the more the pants rolls is what's suited to be best. You know, Mozart feels very buttery in my voice, but I do enjoy singing Donizetti and those heftier roles as well as I grow older.
It's very interesting. The lyric mezzo can be so versatile. You can cover so many different roles from charming to the witch, the servant, all kinds of, you really have to take on many hats in many ways.
Exactly. It's true. As they say in German, it's more of a Zwischenfach.
Ah, good. Yeah, nice.
Kind of covering different genres, or ranges rather.
Right. Well, tell us a little bit about the repertoire that you're bringing together in your first album and also this upcoming performance where our listeners can catch your voice live and the spirit of the SPO, the Scarborough Philharmonic Orchestra, that is coming up with a performance on the 26th of April and a subscription concert performance on April 27th. Can you walk us a little bit through the repertoire, what we can expect?
Yes, of course. So basically, it's all composed to appeal to a worldwide audience. So there's different genres. There's more classic musical theater, historic words from the greats like Dante Alighieri and St. Thomas Aquinas. That's a piece composed by Bruno de Gazio, and the Dante piece is composed by Ronald Royer. And then there's another piece that has more of a gospel, earthy feel by my friend Leela Gilday called All Alone, and it's all for string quartet. There's also Shreya Jha and Rachel McFarlane, who have also composed pieces surrounding hope and loss and grief, and a duet that Daniel Mendizadeh composed for myself and the other soprano who's on the album, Megan McPhee.
Yep.
So beautiful. And then we have two new generation composers, Anika France-Forger and Eliana Wang. So it's very diverse.
Fascinating, yeah. Well, you're going all the way back from the 13th century right up to modern times, and also some gospel. So it's going to be quite a treat, quite a potpourri of musical diversity. Wonderful. Well, a few names came up here. Daniel Mendizadeh, we've interviewed him on our show many times. Terrific composer. I see he's bringing new castles for soprano, mezzo-soprano, piano, and cello. Commissioned work by the SPO. Fascinating. And then there's Ted Runcie also, Where Shadow Chases Light. So seven Canadian composers, from what I can see on the list here.
Yes, all Canadian composers. That's right.
Terrific. Great styles. Wonderful. Any thoughts you'd like to share with us, closing thoughts on why we should support both your album launch and check out this performance?
It's definitely, in my opinion, a concert not to be missed. It's very unique. And at the end of the day, I think it gathers people to experience something new, whether you're a newcomer to the classical world or the operatic world. I think as our goal was to appeal to a worldwide audience, yeah. I don't think anybody would be disappointed. Yeah, so it's not to be missed, in my opinion.
Absolutely. Thank you, Danielle. Good luck with this upcoming project. Have you already recorded the album, or is this concert kind of the part of the journey?
It's definitely part of the journey, but we will be recording it in May on a few weekends.
Gotcha. I know those emotions are running very high, especially with your first album. I know it'll
very
be a
much
tremendous
so. Yes.
success, knowing how much effort and how much experience and joy of making music you've poured into this album. So good luck to you, Danielle. We look forward to hearing you.
Thank you so much, Daniel.
Absolutely. It's been my pleasure speaking with a rising star of the Canadian mezzo-soprano world, Danielle MacMillan. Two performances coming up with the SPO. Preview performance on the 26th of April, followed by a subscription concert April 27th. Check it out at spo.ca. spo.ca. Good luck with your rehearsals and the project. Danielle, I'm sure we'll be connecting again soon. All the best.
Yes, thank you so much, Daniel. Your voice is very familiar to me. I really love listening to your show, and thank you for keeping me company on the road.
Oh, great, great. Here's another one to keep you company, the Flower Duet, Maddie Misplay and Dominique Millet with the Paris Opera Comique Orchestra. It's from Lakmé. Enjoy this one.